You're listening to Gloria Minot Presents.
My guest is Lloyda Lewis. She's the chair of the Reginald Lewis Foundation. This morning we're going to be talking about a documentary about her late husband. You know, many, many moons ago, whenever you turned on the television, you would see commercials being run. It says, "We're Beatrice." And that Beatrice company had so many subsidiaries to it. And I kept wondering, who is Beatrice? Who are these guys who just make you sit back and take notice when they talk? And your late husband, Reginald Lewis, was the force behind that company.
Yes. In 1987, Reginald Lewis engineered the leverage buyout of Beatrice Food International. So it's really the international portion of Beatrice, 64 companies in 31 countries for $1 billion. And so it made waves. It was cover of, you know, the business part of many newspapers and magazines, and of course, of Black Enterprise.
And at that time, when you heard about billionaires and people buying things, it was so rare. This was a Black man who was able to pull that off.
Well, before that, there was nobody else even close to $1 billion buyout of a company. The most was maybe $10 million, $8 million, you know, not even in the range of $100 million. And so in 1987, when he did this, it sent shockwaves all over the world, all over the United States, especially among African Americans.
You know, Mrs. Lewis, you've been the chair and CEO of TLC Beatrice, the LLC arm of the company. You're a lawyer by profession, admitted to the practice in the Philippines and New York. You were the first Filipino woman to pass the New York bar without attending law school in this country. So you have quite a story yourself.
Thank you. Yes, I think, you know, destiny had it that two people from two different worlds would meet in New York, fall in love, and get married.
Yes.
That was nearly 25 years ago. I mean, 50 years ago.
Yes.
Wow, a long time.
A long time ago. Reginald Lewis passed away at a very young age. Tell us a little about what happened to him.
Okay, so when he bought the company, he was traveling back and forth to New York, and he moved the entire family to Paris because of, you know, the main business is in Europe. And that's the reason why my children, Leslie and Christina, are very fluent in French. And so he was managing the company with a debt of $1 billion. But the brilliance is that when he bought it, he already sold half of the company. And so instead of borrowing $1 billion, there was only $500 million of debt. And as soon as he acquired the company, he sold an entire supermarket chain in Alsace-Lorraine in France, and that reduced the debt to $350 million. So he had a company with revenues of nearly $2 billion or $1.5 billion for $350 million. That's what you call a great leverage buyout strategy.
Yes, yes.
He worked on it for 5 years, but 5 years later, he was stricken with brain cancer. And within a few weeks, he died. And truly, you could not really imagine the depth of my pain and sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me 1 year. And I am very thankful his brother, Gene Fugit, who was a Dallas Cowboys and Washington Redskins football player. I'm very grateful to him that he took the time to take over the company while I was grieving.
Yes.
And one year later, I decided rather than find another CEO to run it and not be sure whether it will succeed or not, I decided I'll take it over myself. so that if I fail, I only have myself to blame.
Well, you didn't fail. You didn't fail at all.
No. I did work on it for 7 years. I liquidated the company and paid all the debt of $350 million and had something more to boot.
Is there a website that someone can go to get more information about all this?
www.reginaldflewis.com, and you will find everything about him.
And there's a museum. There's a museum in Baltimore too, isn't there? One.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much. Before he died, he said, "Please, I want my. I guess by that time he was feeling, you know, something.
Yes.
So he said, $5 million to go to an African American Museum of History and Culture, and that was. And he died in 1993.
Yes.
10 years later, the Maryland legislature allocated $2 million. To build an African American Museum of History and Culture. It's the same name 10 years after he died.
Yes.
And so when we met with the chairman of the committee that was raising money, because the proviso, you will not get a penny of this $32 million unless you raise $3 million from the African American community. And so when we came to him and said, Mr. Lewis said, give $5 million to the Museum of Africa, what do we get in return? And he said, for that, we will name it after him. So what I find really wonderful is that even after he died, he did a leverage buyout. For $5 million, he got a $32 million museum named after him.
Lloyda Lewis, what a fascinating story. Again, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For more information about Gloria Minot Presents, go to GloriaMinotPresents, one word, .com.